Welcome to Oklo's podcast. I'm Bonita Chester, the Director of Communications and Media at Oklo. In this episode, I got to sit down with Anthony, the Director of Operations, to discuss his experience in scaling startups and the work that he's leading at Oklo. We hope you enjoy this episode.
You are the Director of Operations at Oklo. Most recently, you were the Chief of Staff at Religion of Sports, an Emmy-winning sports media company co-founded by Tom Brady and Mae Coe Strahan. Can you share your background and your experience working there, but also previous companies, and what led you to doing what you do now in the operations space?
Yeah, happy to. It's a long history. So I'm going to try to approach this with brevity as much as possible. So straight out of college, I started working at Cisco Systems in the Bay Area, a large networking company. I was there for almost 10 years. And even then, I was doing a lot of different things. I worked in customer strategy, customer experience, HR, did some M&A stuff, security stuff, video, all over the place. And I really enjoy learning about different things. During my time there, I did my MBA at Santa Clara, and I realized that, man, I really want to try to help build something from the ground up. So I left Cisco. I joined a couple of startups in the San Francisco area where I focused on customer success and kind of building out customer success programs. And then for personal reasons, I moved to LA. When I moved to LA, I joined a founder who was going through the inaugural LA Techstars Accelerator program. And so when it's just you and the founder, you're pretty much doing everything to help.
Wow.
So it was a lot. And it was, again, a great experience going through that accelerator program. I joined a nurse staffing, YC company called CareRev as director of operations, where I help manage both supply side and demand side, and pretty much everything post sales of that marketplace platform. It was then after that I joined the company you mentioned, Religion of Sports, as a chief of staff. When I joined, it was a pretty small company, but most of the company were focused on the actual like creative parts of that company in creating sports documentaries. I joined to help the business side and the business operations side. And I managed or handled everything that dealt with everything non-creative. So facilities, IT, HR, just onboarding new hires, recruiting new hires, just the gamut and of running a business. And so I brought that same experience to Oklo. It was a very similar role, chief of staff and sort of director of operations, and a lot of the same experiences that I leveraged that I did at Religion of Sports, I leveraged for Oklo and kind of building our company up and scaling it.
We're so grateful to have you on the team. You do a lot of great work. I was the first technical hire at Oklo, and it's really fun to see our non-technical team growing. With your background, why did you become interested in wanting to join the team?
Funny enough, I have always been passionate about climate change and the environment. I've always cared about it. And so when I saw that Oklo was hiring for a director of operations, I was really interested. It was in the space that I deeply cared about. But I have to be honest with you, and I tell this story to a lot of people, I didn't know anything about nuclear. I knew zilch, and I just thought, well, this is a really cool company. The role itself looks like it's something I could do, but I'm probably not going to be contacted back just because I don't know anything about nuclear. I received a call back on like a Saturday from Caroline and Jake, and we talked for about an hour. And like the first thing they told me was, you know what? We have 90% like engineers. We have engineers and scientists that worry about the nuclear stuff. You don't need to worry about that. This definitely could be an opportunity for you if you were interested. And so just from then on, just had really incredible conversations about what they needed, about what I could do. And I think also it was just finally an opportunity for me again to work towards something that I deeply cared about, and that is like and the environment. And so yeah, I had great conversations with leadership. I really got along and really aligned with where my heart was, and have been here for almost a year now. It's been a fantastic year working for Oklo.
Thank you for sharing. And has it been a year? Almost a year.
Next month it'll be a year. Yeah.
Wow.
It feels like it's been longer.
That's it.
Yeah, it feels like it's been longer. It feels like I'm like already a vet here, but
still I'm sure.
Pretty newbie. Yeah.
Yeah. We're growing, looking at the team or growing team. We truly have a group of highly inspired and resilient individuals, which is super cool to work with such awesome people at Oklo who can, they're all people that can really turn a challenge into an opportunity, which I think it's really hard to find. And we're all motivated to do things differently. And so with someone like you that have so much history and background on developing culture and contributing to that, what do you think helps with building a strong team dynamic, and how important is company culture to you?
Yeah, I think just to start with your the latter question, I think company culture is incredibly important. I always tell people at Oklo and people who outside of Oklo who ask me about my job and responsibility, one of my primary goals is to make Oklo the best company to work for in the world. And obviously not an easy thing to do, but that's what I want to strive to do. Company culture, I think, is incredibly important. I think helping build a company, it has to start from culture. And that culture, I think for us, is provided a lot of vision and guidance from our leadership team. I think they care about culture a lot. And it's something that we always harp on in terms of getting people together, in terms of getting having a lot of different people who have diverse ideas. And so I think ensuring that we continue to grow with that type of culture and leadership in mind is going to help us as we scale. And then in terms of like a strong team dynamic, I always like to bring this, I guess, story. One of the first times I got to meet everybody was at a summer retreat we did last year in Napa. And one of the things that surprised me was that everywhere we went and where we would sit down to eat at a restaurant or just hang out, I was always with a different group of people. And that was surprising. And it was great because at a small like company, 20 people, 30 people, whatever, you just kind of assume that there'd be cliques of people who would want to sit together and just hang out together. Like I said, every time I sat down, it was with a different group of people. We had great conversation, and just the ability to be around and talk and have conversation with anyone at the company is really something special that I've seen at Oklo and not particularly at some of the other companies I've been with.
It's so true. And that was such a fun time.
It was a great time. I was 2 months into the job and I was like, oh, you go to Napa? Okay, let's have a summer retreat. No, it was a fantastic time, yeah.
Yeah, it was such a fun time. And you're right. That's a really good point. I think that retreat is such a good example of how we all sort of have the same sort of energy levels, but also we care about the same thing and can work really well together.
Agreed.
So my final question to you is, we grew our team more than half during the pandemic. We've also not only grown during the pandemic, we've also made history by developing the first ever advanced vision combined license application, which I don't think a lot of people know that during our initial acceptance review, it was the onset of, it was the first few months when the pandemic was declared a global pandemic. But as we transition into more in-person events and meeting, what are some things that you think will remain the same and what will change in sort of the work dynamic?
I joined, you know, right, like I guess right when we were in the pandemic. And so what I understand historically, Oklo was for the most part in office and in office workforce. And when the pandemic hit, we luckily had everything sort of in place for us to easily transition to a remote workforce. I don't see that trend ending. I believe there's a lot of reason to have almost that hybrid in-office and remote workforce. I think the biggest one is just talent. There's so many people out there across the country, across the world that we'll be able to tap into if we're able to just embrace this remote working environment. And yeah, I think that to me is something we want to take advantage of moving forward. In terms of what will change, I think the biggest thing is, it is just, we talked about this a little before, is the culture of Oklo. It's to me, it's sometimes difficult to maintain that culture as a company grows, as a company becomes more and more remote. And I think we as a company are always trying to improve that. So an example of that is this year, we want to get people together at least four times. So once every quarter to come to the office and to be together and just spend time together. Because it's really difficult when you're remote to have just whatever we call it, like water cooler talk. And I think getting people together allows for that. We're also trying to put on more like team building culture events. So a new thing that we're starting is these remote game activities where we can all get together, break up into teams and play like fun games together. Those are the kinds of things that we as a company will need to be better at and learn how to work in that environment. And so I'm not saying that we're perfect by any means, but it's something that we're looking to always improve and build at so that we maintain our culture.
Yeah, and it's not an easy task by any means, because being in person, there is just a lot of components of being in person that you just, it's impossible to replace. So having those in-person gatherings, I think, is such a great idea. And I love it. You guys are always so creative in planning those activities. And the last time I was at the office, which was around Christmas or before Christmas, that was a great time to sort of see everybody. And also as the team grows, to get that FaceTime with the growing team. So, well, thanks for everything that you do on a daily basis. And I hope to see you in person maybe soon at our next gathering.
Yeah, I'm excited. Whatever it is, I always have a fun time when we meet up, and including you, Bonita. Just it's great hanging out with you.
Thank you. Well, thanks again for taking the time to share your experience, share what you're doing at Oklo. Thanks again, Anthony.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Bonita.